once again, on the outside of a letter, you put the name and
address.
Okay. If a child comes home and recites a little poem, you might say, "Who, what, you, that?"
Who taught you that?
We haven't done that yet, but we what to do it very
soon. Plan to do it very soon.
Okay. You give a person permission, and he might decide to do it, and he might not. So you can say, "Well, you can do that."
Or you cannot do it.
Yeah.
You can decide.
Or you can do that if
you want to.
Okay. What do children call somebody who's always telling on the other children?
Tattletale.
You might go out into the garden and pick some
vegetables, beans.
Okay, something that has blooms, something that you don't eat, just looks pretty.
Flowers.
Okay. Would you say gather flowers or pick flowers or pluck flowers?
Gather flowers, I guess.
Okay. What's something that a child might play with? Just anything, a general term for the things a child might play with.
Play with a wagon or a kite or...
Well, what's a word that means wagons and
toys.
Kites?
Okay. Toys.
Now, can a toy, can that word mean something that's homemade as well as something that's bought?
Yeah, it could be homemade or bought or anything, couldn't it?
Uh-huh. I guess it could. Would you have another word for a toy? Would you ever call it a play pretty or
yeah, play
pretty.
Toy? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Play toy.
Okay. But they all mean the same thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Something that you've expected would happen happens. So you might say, I just...
Expected it.
Yeah.
I was looking forward.
Okay. Suppose somebody climbed up a ladder, to a tree or something, and you said, you better get down off that ladder or you're going to fall, and the person fell. Then you'd say, yes.
I told you so.
Okay. Or I just...
Thought you would fall.
Okay. Would you ever say, I knew it?
I knew you was going to, yeah.
Okay. Which one did you give him? That's the one you...
gave me.
Okay. When something starts, you say it... What's another way to say start?
Begin.
Okay. And the past tense of that? Yesterday it...
Past. Started.
Begin. You'd say today it begins, but yesterday it...
Started.
Yeah, but use begin. Today it begins. Yesterday it...
It began.
Okay. And when you say the word again, yesterday it...
Began.
Okay. Did he run across? Yes, he...
Ran across.
Did he come over? Yes, he...
Came over.
Did you see him? Yes, I
saw him.
Okay. Suppose you went down the road and some men had been working on it and it was in pieces. You'd say the road was all...
To pieces.
Okay. Would you ever say it was all tore up?
Yeah, all torn up.
Okay. Mr. Brown came home and gave you a sweater, brand new sweater for your birthday or something, you might look at it and say, gee, that's pretty. He'd say, oh, go ahead and...
Try it on.
Okay. If you want to know which person was guilty of doing something, let's see. You might say, who did it? And then somebody would point out a person and say, he's the one who...
Did that.
Okay. What's new? Suppose there wasn't anything new.
I don't know of anything new.
Okay, what's one word you could say?
Nothing.
Okay. And suppose there was something new. Then you.
Oh, yes. Something happened.
Okay. I believe I'll take a walk because it's, what, a nice day?
Nice, pleasant day.
Okay. What's a word that means very? You might say it's a very nice day or it's what a nice day?
Very beautiful day.
Okay, there's a word that begins with S. It's...
Sunny day.
Yeah. There's another one, though, that means very. It's a very pretty day, or it's something, a nice day. Such. Would you ever say it's such a nice day?
Yeah, such a nice day.
If something has been there forever, you might say, why, it's what been there?
Been there all the time. Always been there.
Okay. If someone didn't do something accidentally, you'd say, he did that.
On purpose.
Someone asks you a question while you're reading.